Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, making life easier. That's why we're here. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. Well, speaking about medical and feeling better and making life easier, what great lines to lead into what today's program is about. About a week ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that, I was asked to go out to this community that I'd never been into before called Axe Retirement. And this is beyond Northwestern High School there on Highway 5. And I had no idea that this big old retirement community was back there. And it's gotten so big that it's going to get bigger because there's such a demand for it. So I said, you know what? We need to talk a little bit about retirement. So guess what Axe did? They sent me a couple of ladies here. One's named Patty Graham. The other's named Laura Hill. And they're trying to figure out, what the heck have we just gotten ourselves into? But you're into it now. Go ahead, Patty. How you doing?
Good morning. So good to be here. I really appreciate this opportunity, Manning. I'm Patty Graham. I'm the director of sales for the Mid-South region.
Aha. And the Mid-South. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
I'm Laura Hill.
So Laura didn't want a microphone, but she's going to chime in.
I have one anyway, don't I?
Now, we have a tradition on this program.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, which is to tell us, our audience, a little bit about who you are, besides being the regional vice president for sales in the southeastern region.
Well, I got a promotion. Now I'm the regional vice president.
Okay. Whatever. I'm here to help. So tell me a little bit about you.
So a little bit about me. I live in Georgia. So getting to come to South Carolina, to the Rock Hill area, is always fun. I have been with Axe Retirement for 15 years.
Jeez.
I know.
Really?
Woo. I know. Got a face for radio.
So. No, I wouldn't say that. This is a face for radio. Laura, go ahead.
Well, I actually have been with the company for now 12 and a half years.
Oh.
And have lived in the South in this area. I live in North Carolina, just over the border, so not too terribly
that
far
suburb
away.
Suburb to the north?
Well, in Belmont.
Oh, okay.
So I live in Belmont.
Beyond that
suburb. Not too far
okay.
away.
All right.
But have been in Rock Hill for about a year and a half now.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to rethink how I would best describe this. When you drive off the road, when you turn left into the, is it called Axe?
So Axe is the whole organization,
right.
But we do have community names. So Park Point Village.
Park Point Village. I should have known that. All right, so when you drive into Park Point Village, you're greeted by a security guard who does his job very well. And then all of a sudden you drive back through there and you see homes, you see
yes.
apartments, you see a variety of living facilities.
That's right.
That are there for whatever your need is. Is that right?
That's right.
So Park Point got started here how long ago?
Actually,
stumped her already.
Well, it actually in 2001, and then 2005 is when Axe came in.
2005.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been rocking and rolling out here.
Rocking and rolling in Rock
Hill. 21 years?
For 21 years.
Yeah, that's something.
I'm going to trust your math.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Anyway, you have how many residences, a residence out there?
At Park Point Village?
Yeah, Park Point Village.
About 278 residents.
278
residents
people.
That
okay.
live there and about 161 residential accommodations.
Okay.
Which is why we need to grow.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to get to that in a minute. So Axe, A-C-T-S, what is it?
Axe.
How fortuitous I should ask that question.
I am so glad you asked. So Axe is one of the most trusted and experienced organizations in the senior living industry. For more than 50 years now, we've made life better for our residents. So we've got the stability of 28 communities in 9 states.
9 states.
And growing.
Woo.
So we are not-for-profit, so our earnings are reinvested back into our communities to ensure that we have long-term stability and continuous improvements. You can think of it as insurance with lifestyle benefits.
This is good. I want to see this now.
Yeah. AXE preserves your nest egg by prearranging your care so your future monthly fees won't increase solely on based on need or changing needs in the future. So the predictability means peace of mind for our residents, and it saves loved ones from difficult decisions later on.
I think most people need, if they haven't figured this out yet, getting older, you're not going to live forever. Mm-hmm. And usually when most people get older, things don't start working as well as they used to work. And it costs money to take care of those issues.
Right.
And it can be a sizable hunk of change. And that sizable hunk of change can get even bigger as your physical or mental capacity deteriorates. That's the bottom line. So you offer kind of a soup to nuts approach. In other words,
yes.
You come in nice and healthy, and whatever your trajectory is, you can handle it?
That's right. So you come in nice and healthy, like you said, capable of living independently. And then you are in either a carriage home, a villa, an apartment-style home. And then as needs progress, if they do, then we are capable of handling your lifelong care through assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, home services, whatever's needed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. All right. So the way this thing works, obviously, there's a monthly stipend, a fee that you pay.
Right.
That covers, I guess, everything. Electricity, phone bills, food, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
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 That's an ongoing charge that you would get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you're in a community like this, like Park Point, then you're paying, you call it an entrance fee?
An entrance fee.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that entrance fee is based on where you're going to live?
Right, the independent living home of your choice.
Right. And that entrance fee is basically like an insurance policy.
Right.
You're paying that up front. So whatever your trajectory takes you, that's already been paid for.
That's right.
Yes,
I did. It's already been paid for.
That's right. So that if you ever needed that higher level of living and extended services, then you know that you've already taken care of that when you moved in on the front side. Your monthly fee will not increase solely because you need a higher level of living.
Okay. But the monthly fee, I would imagine, will change somewhat based on the cost of groceries
You're right. So annually, typically, that monthly fee will go up. But you're right. It's around cost of living, basically.
All right. So I'm a member of Park Point.
Okay.
I got a roof over my head, and I've got my fee is going to allow me to dine or eat. I mean, how do the meals work? I'm on my own for the meals. What?
So we have a new feature as part of our new 2026 resident contract, and it's called the Wallet.
The Wallet. You and Apple. Okay.
That's right. So now our residents can have the flexibility of how they spend their wallet dollars. You're not locked into, you know how some communities will have, okay, there's one meal per day. It can be dinner.
Yeah. Right.
And there's X amount of dollars associated with that.
Right.
Well, with us, you have culinary dollars that you can use however you want to use them. But then you've got the flexibility of using some dollars in that wallet for housekeeping services, dog walking services, maybe some home services that pertain to your health, personal trainer. So you've got the flexibility of using it to enhance your life.
Right. So if I want to cook my own meals, then I can apply my monthly stipend to dog walking or whatever else.
Well, we want to make sure you're at least eating and enjoying our restaurant. So there is a portion of that wallet that is earmarked for culinary, but the rest of the wallet is free to use however you want.
Okay. So the facilities, and I didn't have any time to walk around and see what the facilities were like.
Mm-hmm.
You offer right now, not the expansion, but right now, what's there besides a roof over my head and all these services? Is there walking trails? Is there tennis courts? Is there, I don't know, pickleball?
Yes. So right now, and we should have brought a calendar of events. Laura had that in mind to do, but we have a full-time life engagement director. So her role within ACTS currently, as the community stands right now, is all about keeping our residents active and engaged. You can pretty much do whatever you want to do. We also have walking paths. We've got a beautiful pond with pavilion. You can fish, you can walk, get your outside exercise, but you can also exercise indoor. They've got the hallways measured off, so even on rainy days, there's no excuse for not getting your steps in. So, but we've got a beautiful pool, fitness center, and then more activities than you can do. You have to say no to something.
Is there any type of an age restriction to come into Park Point?
There is. So we ask that all of our residents be at least 62. So 62 and up.
Come on.
Come on.
If you're younger than 62.
You got to get on the priority list.
Get on the priority list.
That's right.
And we're going to get into that in a minute. So I noticed, for instance, when the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra is putting on a performance, I see one of your buses coming by and dropping a whole bunch of people off and picking them back up when it's over. So you do these kind of community activities?
We do. We have travel. We go to events outside the community. We have trips out. We're about to take some of our residents who are going to be part of what we call Olympiacs.
Okay.
This is very
ACTS.
Fun.
Okay.
So we have our own version of the Olympics, and they travel around to our other communities and compete. So I think they're doing the tryouts right now, the competitions for.
And what sports are we talking about?
Pickleball.
Billiards.
I mean, we even do things like puzzle and shuffleboard and mahjong, bridge. Gosh.
I'm trying to think.
Can
of
you think of anything
too.
Else?
Even like
there's
puzzles,
a lot.
Like how fast you can put a puzzle together. There's a lot of
volleyball, pool volleyball. I mean,
Marco Polo.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty active lifestyle.
It is.
You can do as much
lifestyle.
Or as little as you want.
That's right. That's right.
But you know, one thing I've noticed just hanging around some of those of your residents outside of Park Point is they really like that whole community up there. And when you were doing the grand opening, one of the officers made the comment that this was a project that you had looked at before in another form, and you went and bounced it back by the residents, and the residents said, we don't really like this because we think we're going to lose our sense of a village, which was a big deal to them. And so ACTS kind of said, okay, we'll start over again. We'll refigure this puzzle. And that's what you announced here the other day.
Yes, we don't want to lose that feeling of community, home, and warm, welcome, inviting atmosphere. And so I think that we've really figured out how to pull that all together, keeping that sense of community and while inviting new people in.
You mentioned you have these facilities over, what, 9 different states?
We do.
And we have, what, 18 facilities? 28 facilities. And you must get a lot of feedback from your customers, as I call them, or your residents, about, we like this, how about modifying this, could we do this? Do you get that kind of stuff all the time?
Yes, we do, because every community has its own residents association, so they have a voice within the community. Every floor of every building of our apartment homes has a voice. So we've got, you know, resident floor representation. We have representation from our carriage home, villas. And so they come together and we have town hall meetings. And so ACTS is very receptive. They want our residents to have input.
Sure. That's your best form of advertising right there.
That's right.
Exactly. All right. So the Rock Hill facility, Park Point, is full.
Yes.
You're full.
With quite a wait list.
Okay. We're going to take our mid-program break.
Okay.
And we come back and we're going to figure out what they're doing because they're full. And your reminder that we are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, while locks here with Founders, and by Caporium, making life easier. That's why we're here. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, I have warned these ladies what the heck we're going to do, and they're looking at me like, are you for real? Yeah, I am. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2 between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. And they do big party subs for big gatherings as well. All right, so how we do it is in the white letters, and we want to encourage everybody who's not here right now to get themselves in here. All righty, at the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Gas prices might be high, but your auto loan rate doesn't have to be. Beat your current auto loan rate by 2% when you refinance with Founders Federal Credit Union. Plus, no payments for up to 90 days. That's right, a great rate and no payments for up to 90 days. Stop by an office or apply on Founders app today. To learn more, visit foundersfcu.com/auto. For additional costs and information, call us toll-free 800-845-1614. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
It starts with a connection, built on trust, powered by speed. Comporium delivers the reliability and performance your business needs from day one. With lightning-fast speeds and rock-solid uptime, communication is instant, collaboration effortless, and customers just a click away. From the first handshake to lasting partnerships, Comporium keeps your business connected, competitive, and ready for what's next. Comporium Business Class Internet, powering growth, driving success.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Two ladies with us, Patty Graham and Laura Hill. They represent Park Point right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's an Axe retirement community. Been around for 21 years, I believe it was, and they're bursting at the seams, which brings us to the second half of this program. I happened to come out there for the grand opening, groundbreaking, a couple of weeks ago, and it's quite a vision out there. You've managed to acquire a little over 100 acres of property.
Right.
And here we go. What are we going to do?
Oh, we are about to construct 82 carriage homes, and those are our houses.
Right.
48 apartment homes and a clubhouse, and that's all expected to begin in early 2028.
You're going to wait around for another year or so?
We're not waiting. So here's what's happening. Our site work officially begins this fall.
Okay.
So the clearing and grading is already underway, but we do know that, you know, we've got winter coming, we've got rain, we've got, you know, weather.
Rain, what is that?
I don't know. We need it to fill up our lakes, don't we? It's that stuff that falls from the sky.
There won't be any fish in that pond out there if we don't get some rain pretty quick. All right, so you're going to get started this fall on all the groundwork.
Yes.
Then you got to build the infrastructure in there.
That's right.
Water and the sewer and all that kind of stuff.
Takes time.
Takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual construction of the buildings, will start in about a year.
That's right.
A year and a half, something like that.
Early 2028. We're expecting the project to be completed with resident move-ins in 2030.
2030 is when you're going to be able to get in there.
Right.
So if I wanted to get in there right now, tough luck. Ain't got no room in the inn.
I know. We're very full, which is
why. And I just happen to have my checkbook here.
Okay. We'll get you right away on the Future Resident Club.
I gotcha. So you mentioned that you've got, what was the number you told me, 200 and some odd residents out there?
Mm-hmm. All right. That's correct.
You're full.
We are.
And you say you have a waiting list?
We do.
How big is the waiting list?
Oh, the waiting list is
just under 200.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you already...
We've got about 200 on the wait list, but don't despair, because we have this wonderful club. It's called our Future Resident Club. So
I may be dead before I get into place.
People can join the club and come and use the community. Come and enjoy some food. Come and take part in some activities and use our fitness area.
That's called the what? Future?
Future Resident Club.
Future Resident Club. Okay.
And not everyone's waiting for the same thing.
That's right.
So that's... I said, not everybody's waiting for the same thing.
Ah.
So that's when you're looking at that list, don't let that scare you, because it just depends on how many people are waiting for a particular residence to turn over.
Well, and there may be people out there. Let's look at this scenario, that own their home. Mm-hmm. They've lost a spouse, let's say, mm-hmm. but they're looking for a sense of community. Could they get in this thing and come out there and socialize and do whatever?
Absolutely.
Well,
and you know, we're not limited to only moving into Park Point Village. So if we've got someone that's ready now for those exact reasons you just mentioned, and they need to get somewhere and start having social interaction and activity, they could move in temporarily at one of our other communities that has availability and then still have their deposit down on their future expansion home.
But you don't have another community right here.
We have one in Matthews Glen, North Carolina, and we have one in Tryon, North Carolina.
Getting closer. Not quite.
It's not far.
So are you looking for some more land? Because it sounds like you're going to be full up.
I know. We do have additional land that we could expand on in the future at Park Point Village as well.
Beyond what we're talking about.
Beyond what we're doing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds to me like there should be a board meeting pretty quickly and say, you know what? Here's our waiting list. And we're not going to have anything available until 2030. So don't you think we just ought to do this now and just make this project that's 83 carriage homes and 48 apartments, we're just going to double up right now and just get it done?
We're already having those conversations.
Ah.
See, every time I think that I have a question, our home office has already got an answer. So they're all about making our residents' lives better and taking care of seniors in the area. So these conversations have been well underway.
Yeah, I bet. So staffing-wise, mm-hmm. this small army of people you have out there to handle all this, I mean, how many people you have out there?
Oh, do you know how many employees?
50, 100?
I would say it's more toward the 100 side of that, but I do know that this expansion is going to offer more than 100 new jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, on site by the end of construction.
And these are people who do...
everything from culinary to maintenance to housekeeping, activities. I mean, it'll affect everything.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot. The ingress and egress from Park Point right now. I found the secret way out.
Ah, okay.
But there's only one way in, and that's a garden.
That's right.
Is that going to be expanded at all to handle this additional growth?
So they do have plans in place for how to manage incoming and outgoing traffic.
Right.
And we like to call the front gate our welcome house.
Okay, welcome house.
Yes.
It's also designed to keep people out that don't belong inside there, like me when I try to get in.
We do protect our residents.
Well, that's security is part of the deal,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right. That's right.
And that's there 24/7.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. This is all very interesting. So what do you tell people that are interested in this concept, but the inn is full, We got nothing for you until 2030. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want them to know? I mean,
I know. I want people to know, don't get discouraged, because things are ever changing. You know, we're full today. We can have availability, you know, and a day's notice, you know, things change with our lives. They change with how independent we are today. Our health needs can change. People can transition from independent living homes to assisted living or skilled nursing care. And so availabilities can happen. So, you know, join the priority list. You can never go wrong with doing that. It's $1,200. The $1,000 goes toward your entrance fee when you move in, and the $200 is refundable the first 30 days, so if you change your mind. But after that, that's an application fee. So for $1,200, your name is in place, and the date's in place, and you're ready to come enjoy the community.
Now, if I was having this board of directors meeting, I would be taking a look at the population growth here.
Yes.
Which is substantial.
Yes.
And the projections are it's going to get worse. I mean, it's grow. And so that leads me to ask the question, do you think Park Point could ever be replicated somewhere else in York County or Chester County or Lancaster County? Just because of the exceptional growth that we're having here.
And is the question, could Axe duplicate that
in
another community in York County?
I'm at the board meeting. I'm asking these questions.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that the property that we have is going to be adequate when we are fully built out.
You're already. I'm already telling you, you're fully built out. You just need to keep building and building. That's good. The communities you have, like 28 of these across the country?
We do.
This is, size-wise, is about the normal, or is this bigger, smaller?
This is about, so this, when it's fully built out, this will be the size of our Georgia community.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's called Lanier Village Estates.
Lanier Village Estates.
It's in Gainesville, Georgia. So Park Point Village and Lanier Village will be about the same. Matthews Glen, which is in Matthews, North Carolina, is a bit bigger. It's our second largest Axe community. So, and Laura was at the Matthews Glen community for many years. So they actually went through two different phases of expansion.
Jeez. Well, my guess is you're going to probably go through in time. Same thing out here, which is good.
Yeah.
Well, this is all very interesting. It's so if somebody wants to get more into this, what do they do? You got a website they go to?
They can certainly go to our website. We have axeretirementlife.org. I'm sorry. And then if they want to come to the community for a tour, a visit, I would say meet with any of our sales team there. We've got Laura, John Redmond is our sales manager, and then we have a life care consultant, Monica Wachowski, and we would love to have them come by for a visit.
Pick up the phone and give them a call.
Yeah, pick up the phone and give us a call.
All right. Well, Patty, you've done a great job. Laura, you've done a great job. Very interesting.
Thank you.
It's worth driving around there. I tell you, that's the whole reason we're doing this program, because I had a chance to drive. Well, yeah, I did drive where I was in the media. I could drive through, but when I came as a person, I couldn't get in. Anyway, it's a very interesting service, and I'm glad that you're here in the community and tickled to hear you're going to be growing, because obviously the need is there.
Right.
And that is going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporium, making life easier. That's why we're here. And while we're here at Substation 2, it's all about fresh subs and salads, which we do 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, a very secret formula that we let out every day. At the count of three, let's tell them one more time. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.